This weekend, the 16th annual Ritmo Brazilian Day is happening. Now, it aims to celebrate Brazilian culture in Australia, introduce it to a whole new wave of people. The event is organised by the Brazilian Community Council of Australia, and the president, Marcia Nascimento, is going to be there on Sunday at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour. He's also here right now. Marcia, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, 16 years of Brazilian Day, I imagine it's changed quite a lot over a decade and a half.
It has indeed, yes. As a matter of fact, 16 years ago, we had a lot more families migrating to Australia, and throughout the years, a lot more students have been arriving here. So the event grew with it. And it also became younger and more vibrant and everything, but without losing the family aspect of it. So, yeah, we got everything.
Well, I noticed that there's actually been a big boost in Brazilian Australians. I think I saw a stat that said something like a 93% increase in the census. What's bringing people out to Australia? What's the appeal, do you think?
Well, back in the day, you know, America was the number one country people would look for to learn English, and then Canada, and then the UK, or one way or another. And now Australia is at the top. And I think it is because the countries are just so similar in terms of weather, culture. You know, Brazilians and Australians love living life. And people have been learning that. You know, we love celebrating life. We are easygoing. We are very much alike.
Now, outside of days like Sunday, Brazilian Day, how close-knit is the Brazilian culture here in Australia, and in Sydney particularly?
You see, one wonderful thing about Brazilians is that we mix so well together with the local community. So, you know, just looking at Brazilians, you are going to notice that we are everywhere. So, yes, there is a big concentration of students in the eastern suburbs, but as we stay, as we go through the first year, the second year, we end up going west and mixing up with everybody else. And that is the most wonderful thing about it. I'm very proud of it. Makes things harder to communicate with Brazilians because we end up marrying Australians and people from other cultures. But yes, that is wonderful, actually.
I think it's fantastic. Now, what can people expect to see on Sunday?
People can expect to have a lot of fun. So everything from food, Brazilian food, kids' activities, a lot of dancing, a lot of music, a lot of good-looking people going around, you know, drinking Brazilian drinks, and it's wonderful. I'll tell you what, it is a lot of work to organize one of these events as a volunteer. We are all volunteers at BRCA, but man, when it comes to day, the energy is just so wonderful that we do not get tired. I'll tell you what, it is amazing.
I think it's going to be. I'm looking forward to the food personally very much so, but I'm also a big fan of Brazilian film, and I think we've seen a bit more of appreciation for that side of the culture in Sydney and Australia recently.
I know, right? I mean, so many good movies coming across. This week I went to watch Elvis at Baby Cinemas, and every now and then we get one of these movies coming around, and they are looking so good, aren't they?
Fantastic.
I'm very proud of it too.
Look, I think this Sunday is going to be an incredible day. We're going to have links for info and tickets up on the 2SER website. Marcia, thank you very much for chatting this morning.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day, and hope to see you on Sunday.
Hope to see you on Sunday too. That was Marcia Nascimento from the, well, BRCA, as I like to call it, Brazilian Community Council of Australia, talking about the influence of Brazilian culture in Australia and specifically in Sydney. Decade and a half of Brazilian celebrations. Very, very cool.